All right, less than a minute to the closing bell. We're melting up. Let's get to Jared Blickery to help us close out.
And let's get to the Wi-Fi Interactive, where we see we are sustaining a nice rally on the day. Dow's up over 1.5%, S&P 500 up 1.75%, the NASDAQ really outperforming. We can see it's up almost 2.5%. And how about some eye candy with respect to the NASDAQ 100? You can see a lot of green and dark green on the screen. The chip stocks sector is heating up here. We got AMD up 6%, Tesla up 4%. In just a few seconds to the closing bell, here we go.
All right, and that is the closing bell this Tuesday, December 21st. Let's take a quick look at where markets are going to be settling. May take a couple of minutes here to get this final settlement here, but it does look like the NASDAQ is going to be up about 2.4%. The S&P 500 up about 1.8%, led by the energy, information technology, and consumer discretionary sectors during the session. The Dow is going to be up about 561 points or 1.61%. But let's get right to our market panel now for a deeper dive of today's trading action. We have George C., Annandale Capital CEO, and Art Amador, Equibot co-founder and COO. Thank you guys both so much for being here. George, I want to turn this first question over to you. As we take a look at the market action today, we did have 3 days of pretty significant selling heading into today's session. Do you think this rebound can be sustained into the end of the year and potentially beyond?
Well, one day certainly doesn't a market make, but it's a nice respite from the downdraft we've gotten with all the negative factors out there currently. And we're going into Santa Claus season, so I'm optimistic we will get some follow through on this, although I think it'll be disjointed. I'm not sure it's going to be every day straight up through the New Year's, but we're due for a little bit of a relief rally from all the concerns that have been out there that have been driving stocks down over the last week.
Art, we just mentioned Santa Claus. What about the Grinch? I mean, are the AI formulas that you use over at Equibot giving you any insight that the rest of us would love to get hold of?
Yeah, so absolutely. The data is, you know, really mixed. What we're seeing right now is obviously COVID, right? Omicron spreading very quickly, causing a lot of volatility in the marketplace. So actually over the next, you know, 1 month, the asset class that we actually see kind of performing the best is long-term treasuries, which will be up about 2 to 2.5%. That said, investors, please stay invested still. We do see equities kind of grinding higher over the next 1 month here, maybe a half to 1.5%.
George, as we look ahead to 2022, what is the next catalyst for the markets going to be? Because it looks like we're going to be getting another year of double-digit gains on the S&P 500. We have Fed interest rate hikes looming. It looks like the Build Back Better plan may be scuttled for now. Where's the additional upside going to come from for risk assets?
I think it's going to come from interest rates. I think if interest rates stay really low, you get right back into there's no alternative to stocks and people will keep bidding stocks up. But if we get with all the Fed tapering and the 3 rate increases, if not 4, we're hearing about next year, if that pushes up long-term rates as well, there's going to be an alternative to stocks, and that could take the market down at some point in time. But as long as interest rates stay as low as they are right now, I think the market has a hard time taking a deep fall. But if I'm an investor, I'm looking hard at sectors that are not as much in favor. Value stocks, small cap stocks, home builders are trading at mid-single digit multiples. Natural gas stocks are out of favor because they're so politically unpopular. I would be looking at things that have got a lot further to run on the upside next year and still have a lot of earnings momentum behind them.
George, I'm not ignoring you. I hear what you say, but I want to throw it to Art because he gave me a short-term outlook. And Emily was talking about the potential for, you know, double-digit increase on the S&P 500 in 2022. Art, what do you want to say? I mean, look out further for us than just a month when you tell people consider staying in equities.
Yeah, for sure. So the two major drivers, right, will continue to be COVID. This is something we're going to live with through next year, both Omicron and, you know, existing and maybe even new variants. But the other thing is inflation. And so there's going to be interest rate increases, right? We're already seeing that from global central banks. So with that, you know, we will see some growth stocks get negatively impacted, and we will see kind of a tilt towards some value stocks as well. But getting back to that, you know, I do think through 2020, you know, through 2022, right, you should be overweight equities, global equities, because they do have the combination of kind of reasonable valuations, right, low real rates and continued but slower, right, growth.
Well, Art, you mentioned potentially some of these growth and tech stocks getting hit on the valuation perspective next year because of the rising rate environment or the Federal Reserve's rate hikes. But I'm wondering, is next year then, or investors who have a perhaps longer time horizon than just the next 12 months, is it really the time to potentially be turning away from some of these secular trends that we've been seeing and this move towards technology for investors overall?
No, so what we're you know, this year obviously we saw some rotations between kind of growth and value occurring. What we're going to see with the interest rates kind of increasing is we're going to see value outperform, right, over the next 12 months. However, kind of getting back to the shorter term a little bit is you still can be select and you shouldn't ignore technology, right? You should have a diversified portfolio because of the uncertainty of outcomes with inflation, central banks, policies, developments on Omicron. So you want to be select, right, within technology opportunities. And I think even longer than, you know, 12 months, you know, we're going to continue to see things like chip demand. So we like AMD. You know, cybersecurity with Palo Alto Networks and Fortinet, as well as, you know, cloud. These are going to be beyond 12 months. So companies like Nutanix.
George, I want to pick up, too, on what you were saying about interest rates, because, look, I'll bet you Art's registration on his car that we get the first rate increase sometime March. Right? They're going to end tapering, and they're hinting that's when we're going to get it. What's the impact going to be for those of us who want to stay in equities?
Well, that's where I split Main Street from Wall Street. I think that as Americans, we need to be most concerned with our middle class and our lower middle class and all the folks in the country that are most susceptible to inflation. It really hurts pocketbooks and the ability to pay for the utilities and the groceries and everything else. And I don't see inflation coming off anytime soon. I think it's going to be a real malevolent force on America for the next couple of years. But on Wall Street, interest rates have remained stubbornly low on the long end of the curve, despite the inflationary pressures we clearly see. We haven't seen negative real interest rates like this in a very long time. And as long as those longer term interest rates stay low, equities can keep going up even in an inflationary environment. That's the riddle. What's bad for Main Street may not necessarily be bad for Wall Street as long as interest rates stay low. It's a real bifurcated decision tree in terms of how you prognosticate going forward.
People on TV prognosticate? Guilty.
Annandale
Capital CEO. It's always good to see you. Art Amador, Equibot co-founder and COO. All the best to you as well.